Rescuers pick through the smouldering wreckage of the Airbus jet. The AirBlue plane came down mid-morning in the hills on the outskirts of Islamabad, more than 150 passengers on board. Reports suggest air traffic controllers told the pilot to divert due to poor weather, but lost contact with the plane shortly after. Witnesses reported seeing the plane flying low and, quote, losing balance.
They saw this plane flying at a very low altitude, and there was some buzzing of the engines, sound that they heard then pass over their heads.
According to initial reports, the plane was supposed to land from the Kohota side, but it was given directions to come in from the Rawalpindi side. Following that circle, we're also told that the pilot had descended to 2,600 feet, but then immediately after that, the plane ascended again to 3,000 feet. That factor was a bit unexplained, so we'll keep an eye on it. But let's wait for the inquiry from civil aviation.
Heavy rain hampered initial rescue efforts. Forestry workers and the military the first on the scene. Army helicopters ferried troops into the area to help with rescue and recovery, picking through the mangled wreckage in the hope of finding survivors. Pakistan's Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani flew over the scene of the crash. Ordering an investigation into the accident, he expressed his grief and sorrow. Initial reports of survivors provided hope to dozens of relatives gathered outside the AirBlue's offices in Islamabad airport, many hoping for news of their loved ones. Instead, they were presented with nothing more than a passenger list.
According to the list, there were at least 129 adults, 5 children, and 2 infants. Apart from that, there were 2 cockpit crew and 4 cabin crew.
Other family members gathered at local hospitals, desperate for news, fearing the worst, as early reports of survivors were said to be incorrect. Emergency workers have continued to recover bodies from the hilly site, hampered as they do by the continuing wet weather and the smouldering wreckage of the plane. Tarek Bazley, Al Jazeera.